Om Shanti, very good evening. Didi, lovely to have you here this evening to share on the topic Original Effort, Original Love, which is the theme for this season's Double Foreigners program. Didi, there were some questions. I know it is not an interview or a Q&A session, but we have some questions. Baba has been telling us about intense effort, easy effort. So perhaps in your sharing with us, you can tell us the difference between intense effort, easy effort, and original effort, and perhaps there could be similarities as well. And secondly, Didi, you have come so far up this journey of Brahmin life, and we can see that you will definitely claim a very good number in the Rosary of Victorious Jewels, and I'm sure there must be some secrets in the effort you are making for this elevated life, such a beautiful journey that you are showing and inspiring us. So perhaps you can share on this as well. Is it okay? Okay, thank you. And so let's enjoy this session with Didi Namla. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So I will divide this topic into three parts now. That's Celia has given me some other homework. Now, what I was thinking is, I will share with you what original jewels made effort and how much love they had. Second part is, what should I make effort to reach my original deity stage? Because the time has changed. Because original jewels made effort in 30s, 40s. And now it is 2015. Original jewels from India, and total different background, culture, etc. Whereas you are all from variety culture, variety nationality, variety language. And so, what effort now we have to make according to the time and culture that we are brought up? And how much love we should have and how to create that love for one Baba. And then I will share Celia's two questions. So original jewels, they were from Indian background. So some of them were married, some of them were single, and some of them family came together. So those whose family came together, it was quite easy for them, apart from tolerating defamation. Because they also had to tolerate defamation. Whereas those who were single, they had bondage of parents or uncles or family, whoever was senior member of the family. They had also to think about the society, family, and many things. But because they were from Indian culture, there was that bhavana. Whereas you are from Western culture, more intellectual. Naturally, some of you did have some bhavana and very good religious background. But mostly, very few were from Indian, some of you are also Indian heritage or Indian background. So that hasn't been so much difficult for you because you had already had some Indian scriptural knowledge or names of the Indian deities and some of the things you knew. So as we know, it's mostly the Brahmins. They are more from, I think 95% must be from Indian background, whether they are from Malaysia or Singapore or Sri Lanka or Trinidad or Caribbean. So we find they had Indian background. So for them it was not so difficult. Now originally those who came here, they had benefit of seeing Mama Baba. And they were really so much pulled by magnetic personality of Brahma Baba. So as soon as they came to Baba, they had such a profound experience of Baba's love, peace, happiness, whatever they are going to get from meditation. So that profound experience helped them to lead total different style of life, because quite a few of them were from very rich background, royal background, and very much following their family tradition, etc. Because in India, that's the most difficult, is family tradition. To break that family tradition is difficult. But they had such a pull. And as soon as they came to Baba, they had deep faith that this is it. This is what I want. And because of that faith and experience of Baba's variety of powers, for them it was not difficult to change everything in their life. Because at that time they were just given this three subjects. Jnana also was not much developed, but yoga and dharana. Jnana also gradually developed in late 40s, 50s, etc. It was still evolving. And they are still receiving vision, etc. But in the early stage, they had vision. Baba attracted them through vision. And that also deepened their faith. Yoga experience also deepened their faith. And so they immediately surrendered. Whatever obstacles were there, they didn't worry about that. They left their home, left their children. Because that was their renunciation. They didn't mind leaving their children behind. And then Baba helped them to lead a proper spiritual life. First and foremost, simplicity. Everybody had to wear uniform. And mostly what they did is, in order to be totally detached from family and forget all old lifestyle, they, whatever they had, their jewelry, their money, or even their costly clothes or whatever it is, they surrendered it to Baba. As Dadi many times says, even she had one shawl from her lockets, but she thought this shawl is reminding me of my lockets. So she surrendered that also to Baba. And all of them started whatever Baba was giving them, or Yajna was providing them. So their life was very simple, and in those days all these facilities were not there, whatever we have now. So many facilities we have for living, service, communication, etc. There wasn't much. But they, Baba made them eat the same food. Nobody had to make fuss that, no, my health is this and I can't eat this and I'm allergic to this food and that food and all. And even now, there are very few Indians who are allergic to all this sweet and dairy and all those sorts of things. So they had whatever Baba's yajna provided, they ate it, sat on the floor in the class, and Baba disciplined them. Baba had that balance of love and law, sweet and strictness. So Baba disciplined them, sit on the floor, don't take support at the back. And there was nothing else but jnana, yoga, dharana and duty. Everybody was given their duty, they had to do their duty. But as soon as Murli was over, they will sit in the group, churn jnana, revise Murli. And some of them would go to Baba's room and share which point they loved. So if there was a chamber in Baba's room after Murli, so some of them, the seniors, will go, Baba, this point was so beautiful, today's Murli, this point was so beautiful. So in those days, Baba made few groups. One was Murli Dar group. So they will churn Murli and were good in lecturing. One was Yogi group. So they will do tapasya together. One was Divine Unity group, who were more into dharana. So that's how Baba encouraged them to have all the three subjects, jnana, yoga and dharana, more pakka. Also, once the pictures were drawn, the initial was Shri Baba, Krishna, then tree, Kalpa tree, then cycle. So once the pictures were ready, he will tell them, okay, sit in front of pictures, churn, so that you are able to explain to anyone anything. And Baba helped them to have intoxication. Baba used to say, oh, imagine you are four-armed Vishnu. Go around with that awareness. So that so much intoxication right from beginning, I am going to become master of the world, Vishnu. And everybody was looked after with so much love and care that they could easily become detached from their Laukik. And in order to become totally detached, Baba had disciplined them, okay? No writing letter, no seeing them, no accepting money from them, don't accept anything from them. And so they became detached, not only those Laukiks who were staying outside, but even those who were staying together, like Nadi Gulzar and her mother, aunties, all were staying in Yagya. But children were looked after by somebody else, Dadi Chandramani, Dadi Prakashmani. So, their relation becomes alaukik. Everybody's relation became alaukik. Brahma Baba was best example. Because though he had his family together, Nirmashanta Dadi, Brijendra Dadi, two sons, all the daughters, sons were all staying together. But his relation was totally alaukik. So that bhai-bhai drishti was very pakka. Soul consciousness was very pakka amongst all original jewels. So they were really making effort to maintain that soul consciousness and bhai-bhai drishti. So they were completely detached from each other. Mother and daughter, Dadi Ratan Mohini and her mother were together. Dadi Shilendra and her mother were together. But they lived like a alaukik. Though, when they went to Bombay, naturally, some of them were staying mother and daughter together because their laukiks had given them some flat or something, but still their relation was very much alaukik. And it was easy for them to be brahmacharya, follow brahmacharya, celibacy. As soon as they came into jnana, they had distaste or disinterest in sex. And they had to fight to remain celibate. But they fought. And when a situation came, when the husband said, either stay with me and give me sex or go away, they said, okay, I'm going away. Don't take children, okay. I don't want to teach children. So that's how they completely surrendered themselves and follow all disciplines accurately. Pure diet, brahmacharya, soul consciousness, vai-vai drishti, etc. And they were completely cut out of the old world. Whereas we had to stay in the old world with sometimes Laukik relatives and become detached, so it's more difficult. But they were totally ignorant about money, how much money, they couldn't count. What are rupiah and what are paisa and what are anas and all. So on that level they were not so practical because they were not in contact with money. So whole day they had nothing to do but churn jnana, discuss jnana with others, discuss Murli with others, and whenever they were free, Baba always used to give direction, okay, go for walk in silence like a priest, none but one in your mind, etc. So Baba also, on one hand, he was entertaining, taking them out for picnic on the mountain, etc. But on the other hand, Baba was reminding them again and again of all disciplines. So their renunciation was complete. This interest in the old world. Because Baba, through jnana, created total disinterest. He says, okay, the world is going to finish in 1 year. Okay, forget everything. Body, bodily relations, old world. So it was Baba's yukti to make their efforts intense. Only 1 year to make effort. So he gave them aim and object, okay, we have to become like Lakshmi Narayan, all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees in 1 year. So that was the yukti that Baba used. First he said only 1 year. Then he said, okay, 1976. So that's where he was inspiring them to make effort, fast effort. Then he said, now he says, ever ready, be ever ready. So he's inspiring us to make intense effort by saying, okay, anytime anything happen, I will not give you the date of your final examination, but I'm giving you the final paper that you have to be totally detached and loving. So as I said, is that surrender was easy, renunciation was easy, and they had good transformation. Because they had example of Mama Baba in front of them, and all the eyes were watching each other. So though they came, even though all were Indians, but still there were different sanskars. So renunciation of sanskaras, old sanskaras, renunciation of I and mine, that was not difficult for them. And that's why they become good foundation for yajna. And they really were observing Mama Baba, and they had that pakka slogan, we want to follow mother and father. So that was original effort, but easy effort, I would say. It was really easy, apart from whatever bondage they had and whoever had to suffer because of their lockish until they ran away from the house. Because until they ran away from the house, the lockish were bothering them. So those who had courage and faith, they ran away from their house and said goodbye to their lockish family. Naturally, some of them, they came as children, but as they grew, their Kaliyugi sanskar were more dominant and they wanted to enjoy Laukik life. So naturally they came back to the world. But those who were pakka, they stayed and carried on their task. Now, original love for them, for only one Baba and none other, was easy. And they received love of mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, everything from Bap Dada. Because originally they didn't have clear idea about Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. But in 50s they received that clear distinction between Bap and Dada. And they had that deep love for Bap Dada. They established all relationship with Bap Dada. And they had totally alaukik divine drishti. And whilst they were staying in such a big gathering of nearly 400 of them, it was such a magical life that nobody had jealousy, animosity, or much conflict. There must be a little bit conflict, no doubt, but not much conflict. As I said, they came from different background, no doubt. Some were very royal, some were from poor family, some were even among Sindhis, there were few different castes. But they had such a power of a gathering and such a clear aim in their life. And they received that true love from Baba. So gradually, the part of trance became less and less and less, but part of jnana, yoga, dharana, service, like after 52, when they went out here and there, the role of service also began. And that also gave them extra energy. Because as we do service, naturally we get blessings from everybody also. So that became very easy. So that way we find that originally there was this very good. Now it comes to our part now. That now we have come in, some of you must have come in 70s, 80s and onwards. So, and you are coming from different culture and background, language, etc. But Baba always praises you that you have seen Baba from the curtain of different religion, recognize Baba, and you have been active in service, honest. Honesty Baba always praises. And your power of recognition of Baba, that Baba always praises. So, now what effort you have to do to reach that original stage? We have to remind ourselves, my original stage was deity. So I had to make effort to reach that stage. And so, as much as we are making effort, naturally we'll be progressing. And you have to make a bit extra effort because you are from different culture. And to give up my culture, my sanskar, is little bit difficult. So what we have to do now at this stage is, first and foremost, I have to sit down and check myself. My aim is becoming all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, Maryada Purushottam, completely non-violent, etc. That our aim should be very clear. So we have to sit down, be introvert and check ourselves. As what have I to do to reach that original stage? Because different people will have different weakness, different people will have different virtues at different percentage. And Baba says, don't be happy with 30, 40, 50 percentage unless you want to become Moon Dynasty. You have to become 80-90% if you want to become Sun Dynasty. And so, we need to make, I would say, later you have come, intenser effort you have to make. But intense effort should be also easy. So we had to first sit down and check our chart and plan, because that's what our speciality is. We can plan everything, our planning intellect. So sit down and plan monthly as this month, which attention I am going to make. And monthly at least check your chart. What virtues you have developed, what weakness you have, what vices you have, etc. And plan at least monthly. And as we know, basic is soul consciousness, bye-bye drishti, go beyond I and mine. That's the most essential thing nowadays, go beyond I and mine. Remind again and again, I am a soul, I am Baba's child, I am Baba's student, etc. My relationship with Baba. Go beyond your worldly name, fame, position, efficiency, talent, etc. And check what I have to do. Whenever there is thought mine, just remind yourself, I have surrendered to Baba, nothing is mine, everything is Baba's. And pay full attention to your, especially vices, I would say. In yoga, have aim to imbibe whichever power you need. But in practical life, just see that old sanskars don't come in. Remind yourself, my culture is Brahman. Don't think about your nationality, language. Go beyond that. Because I think that has also created a barrier in our progress, my culture. our lifestyle, etc. What I find in the Western world, people have sensitive nature, get upset very easily. We can understand because 83 births are especially last 63 births. We have gone through many traumas and we have been hurt a lot. So even slight hurt or few words can give us sorrow. But that's where we have to go beyond sorrow, and I think yesterday Jayanti ma'am gave good reasons how to go beyond sorrow. Use jnana at each point. Be sensible, essential, and not sensitive. So use jnana. Look at yourself with jnani drishti. And look at everybody's role as the actor of drama. Whatever they are doing, they are playing their part. So have mercy for them. Don't take sorrow, but have mercy for them. Don't have anger or jealousy or anything, but have mercy for them. Second weakness I find is insecurity. I must have my house, I must have lot of savings in future, who will look after me, etc. Whatever reason may be, because some people have difficult childhood, some people hadn't been looked after by parents nicely, and that's why we have had that feeling of insecurity, that okay, those old sisters, dadis all surrendered in 1930s, 40s, and they surrendered completely, and Yajna looked after us, them. Who will look after me when I become old? Is the center or zone in charge giving me guarantee that they will look after me? So lack of faith in drama. So though we have intellectual knowledge of drama, karma, variety roles, etc., still we get affected. And quite a few Brahmins, they followed jnana for a while, broke their marriage, or separated, as both couple were in jnana, separated. And after a few years, they wanted partner. They were feeling lonely. The reason being, naturally, we haven't established all relationship with Baba. Not made Baba our friend, companion, beloved, etc. That's why they feel lonely. I want somebody's company, somebody's security, etc. And then they find another partner or whatever it is. And nowadays we are so much into service, so we are not able to keep balance. Self-service and world service. I can understand we are too busy, locking job, looking after your place or center, and looking after service. No time for self. Some going to sleep very late, wake up early, not enough rest, running around whole day. So naturally, lack of balance, comparison, competition, those sanskars, those old sanskars come in our way of efforts. And that's where we have to see that we have balance, self-service, effort for my progress. Then, if I will change, world will change. So my attention should be on myself. And luckily you don't have bondage of law kicks. You are free. But the last bondage of all of us is bondage of our own sanskars. My sanskars. And that's what I have to see, that now I have given up my old sanskars and brought my stage to original stage, divine stage. And bondage of culture. Because many countries had conflict of Brahmins. Because we had so many years, Australians saying, oh, we don't want to be Indian. We are Australians. We had to stick to these Australian systems. We can't have Indian songs. We can't, bhakti, this is offering bhog is bhakti and this and that. So this bondage of culture, that you are in our country, you should wear dress like us. You can't wear saris and pajama, kurta, etc. So that way, in bondage of culture is continuing for a while and still continuing. And that's where we have to see that we have to remind ourselves, we are Brahman culture, we have to become deities. All of us are becoming deities. So having that clear aim will go beyond that old sanskars. And that's where we have to have aim, so that we have three things pakka in our life: soul consciousness, bye-bye drishti, and Brahman culture, and divine sanskars. Once we have this aim, that I have to follow these things, basic things, then we will reach to our original stage. Now, the difference between easy effort, intense effort, and what was third thing? Easy, intense, and original? Original. So original, I made it very clearly. Easy efforts and intense effort. Because some Brahmins are very used to be tense and they want to be, even in meditation, somebody concentrate. Oh, I must concentrate. I should not allow my mind go here and there and that. So they are very intense. And naturally they become a bit heavy, headache, etc. Sometimes they say, oh, I'm having pain in my eyes or headache and I'm not feeling close to Baba. But that's where we have to see that we follow Baba's direction and be patient with ourselves. Because we are so much used to have everything fast like that, machine. We are used to machine life, no, nowadays. So we are wanting to have everything fast. So that's where we have to see, take it easy. But yet, not lazy. No excuses. I want to do, let Baba help me. So leave it to Baba. Rather than I. Because when I take all responsibility, I become heavy. But when I say, okay, Baba, I'm happy to follow your direction. Give me direction. You remain Karavanhar, I'll be Karanhar. And keep on doing. But at the same time, we should not say, okay, postpone anything. Okay, I'll do this when this job finished. I'll sit in Amrit Vela. But tonight I have to finish all these things. So I'll sleep late. And then I expect myself to wake up early and have good yoga. It's not possible. And so discipline your life according to Baba's direction. And then you'll find it will be easy as well as fast. Because it has to be fast also. Because time is short. If I'm ready, it doesn't matter if there are few years more. But if I'm not ready, ever ready, then I may have to regret. So I have to keep on going fast. So that way, keep on going. Not wait for anything. Don't give any excuse for anything. Now, in my own case, my own effort, my life has been, I would say, very easy, apart from few obstacles, but that also I didn't take it seriously. Whenever there was problem obstacles, I'll write to Dadis and get solution and remain light. So I never took it anything on myself. It's their job. I am just instrument. It's Baba's job. I am instrument. So that way, naturally, as Baba is saying, I paid attention first to soul consciousness, gradually, because in early days, we never used to sit in a gathering for Amrit Vela. We used to sit wherever we were, sometimes in bed, sometimes wherever. So gradually, Baba helped us to have sitting in a gathering at Amrit Vela from 69, no? Or 68 May, Baba inspired everybody to sit in a gathering, somebody taking drishti at Amrit Vela also here. So gradually the yoga become more powerful, but my effort has been very easy, and because I was already detached, I had to be more loving, because I was quite strict in the beginning, expecting everybody to be pakka. But gradually, as Dadi Ji was saying, Prakashmani Dadi, everybody is number wise. Not everybody is going to become ruler. Some people will become subject also, some will become mates also. So don't expect everybody to be the same. You inspire them, but not expect them. So gradually, I took it everything easy, though having that clear aim that everybody around should be disciplined, accurate, honest, etc. So the thing is, luckily, in this life, Baba had given me quite a few good qualities in my 83rd life. So I had to work only, mainly on being more loving. And because I was detached, peaceful, I was not tense or stressed or something. Because naturally in a Laukik life, sometimes when exam is said, we are a little bit nervous or something. But then, having this awareness, Baba is there, is my everything. It was easy for me to accept Baba as my everything. Though I was quite close to my all Laukiks, but still it was easy, they are Laukiks, and Baba is my everything. So, though I hadn't that much love for Baba as gopis, no? Baba says gopis are so much crazy after God. That was bhakti. I wasn't so much crazy after God. But at least my sanskars of purity helped me to be close to Baba. And so, for me, this life has been very easy, and naturally I have to pay attention that I am soul conscious, I am in Baba's remembrance, that basic thing. I do pay attention even now that have good powerful Amratvela and follow Karma Yogi life, etc. So that way the basic effort still we have to make until we leave body. Om Shanti. So let us have now half an hour meditation.